Thanks so much for joining us today on WPR News, turning our attention to a place called the Nature Place. A La Crosse area author has teamed up with environmental education center to teach kids about pollinators, the bugs and birds that spread pollen and make our flowers bloom. And we're talking about the center now for the next half hour with our guests. Stephanie Hanna is Community Programs Manager for the Nature Place. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Larry. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, great to have you here. Also with us, Nick Nichols, a retired sustainability coordinator for La Crosse County and author of the new children's book. It's called Pollinator Parade. And Nick Nichols, welcome to you as well.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. Longtime listener.
Oh, great to have you with us. Just to mention, at 12:30, we'll talk about efforts to improve the health of the Northwoods with Matt Dahlman and Laura Slavsky. But right now, what do you or your kids know about pollinators? You want to get involved in a community science project, maybe. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@wpr.org. Stephanie, maybe we can start with you. Tell us about the Nature Place in La Crosse.
Sure. The Nature Place is basically a nature-focused community center. So we are located in Myrick Park and right by the 800-acre Hickson Forest and 1,100-acre La Crosse River Marsh. So it's a beautiful setting we have here for the Nature Place. And our mission is to inspire and cultivate connections between people and nature. And we hope that we can do that for the benefit of both.
Yeah, and it's and they get a variety of experiences, folks do.
Yeah, we offer all kinds of different programs. Some have a fee, some are free. And we try to do programs for all ages. For example, this evening, we have a partnership with the Coulee Region Audubon Society, and we have a meeting for adults to join the society, be part of the birding community. We also have a partner program that we do for kids on the first Saturday, kids and families, the first Saturday of the month. We call it Nature Saturday at the Nature Place, and we have some of our live animals that we bring out. So we really try to work with different partners and to offer all kinds of experiences.
And in my recollection, if I'm not mistaken, the Nature Place is modeled after the Urban Ecology Center in Milwaukee, is it not?
That is correct. That was the basis for our change, which happened a few years ago. We wanted to do something very similar to what Ken Leinbach, who's the executive director there, or who was the executive director there, and what he wrote about in his book, The Urban Ecology. We wanted to have a center that was a place where people could go. I believe they coined the term nature's living room. So it's or your other living room. It's like a place where you can go and hang out. So you can come just hang out, do programs, or you can sit. There's a beautiful fireplace area. There's an area where families can play games, and there's an area for toddlers. So what we tried to do was make it a visitor center and an environmental education center and a place for the community.
Well, I want to turn to Nick for a minute, too, because Nick, in collaboration, I guess, with the Nature Place, you've authored a children's book titled Pollinator Parade. Tell us about the book and maybe how it'll help the Nature Place.
Well, the book is geared towards elementary school age kids. It's a simple story about a couple of kids who go visit their grandma and grandpa, and they learn all about the pollinators and the pollinator garden that grandma and grandpa are putting together. And it's not that they don't know about them, but it's a real expansion of that knowledge. I mean, most people don't understand that it's more than just bees and butterflies. I mean, it's flies and wasps and moths and ants and beetles and just all kinds of different things. And so the book is just geared towards getting kids more involved and teaching them that even little things can make a big difference as far as helping our pollinators out.
Yeah. And Nick, you've got some background there. You were, I think you were a sustainability coordinator. Did I imagine that played a role in what you've done?
Absolutely. When you deal in sustainability, one of the real things that you understand is how sustainability means money. It's economic. I mean, when you're talking about pollinators, pollinators contribute over $19 billion worth of economic impact in the United States, and that's just bees. All pollinators, it's over $34 billion. Worldwide, it's between $235 and $577 billion. So it's important that we help these creatures keep going because they mean a lot to our economy.
Absolutely. Linda in Madison has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for letting me speak.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to recognize that I read the book, and the illustrator is Peter Hodapp, who lives in Barocco, who's been an artist for 30 years or longer, and has been illustrating his entire career, done murals in Madison, done a lot of other artwork in our community and in the state of Wisconsin. And he did all the illustrating. And when I was speaking with him, he was sharing how every bug had to be very specifically done exactly to what the bug was to look like, and had like 8 different people assessing it, scientists and other professionals, to make it exactly how it's supposed to be. So he did all the illustrating, the children, the grandparents, the bugs, and everything. So I wanted to mention Peter Hodapp.
All right. Thank you, Linda, very much. Comments there, Mark? Nick, I'm sorry.
Oh, I tell you, this book couldn't have been done without Pete, let me tell you, and without all of our partners, too. We partnered with several UW lacrosse students, of the Turbo professor. We wanted to make this as scientifically accurate as possible. So the creatures that are in it, the insects, the flowers, everything, it's all absolutely accurate, especially to this area. So a big shout out to everybody who's a part of this collaboration.
Yeah.
If I could add to that too, the fact that I have been an educator and a biologist for a long time, and that's one of the things that I've always been really concerned about is, you know, you have to have the correct biology and the correct information for these education purposes. And we were really lucky to have some UWL master students of entomology and professors. And and then Pete took all that information and made it into a really good presentation.
You know, I suspect that it's not only young kids that'll learn something from the book.
Well, and that's part of the hope, too. It's actually done in almost a graphic novel format. So we're hoping to appeal to a little older kids, but then, of course, parents as well. And the idea is to try and get those kids out to do something. At the very end of the book, we show the grandkids walking away with flowers and talking about how they can help pollinators in their home. So that's kind of the goal here.
Oh, that's great. Stephanie Hanna, who is the community program manager for the Nature Place and La Crosse, and Nick Nichols, retired sustainability coordinator for La Crosse County and the author of the book Pollinator Parade. You can join in again. Number to call 800-642-1234, or you could email to talk@wpr.org. I said, you know, in late April, the Nature Place lost some federal funding for something like 14 AmeriCorps staff members. How does that affect the work that you do?
Well, we were impacted by that cut. We were happy to see that there was an injunction on June 5th. And that is good news. We're still trying to sort out, you know, what it will allow us to do and not do. We definitely have had to make changes. We haven't been able to get all our AmeriCorps members back, but we are working on figuring all this out to make it a great summer experience The most important thing right now is our summer day camps. We have over 600 kids that come to our summer day camps, ages 3 to 12, and we want to make sure that they get a good experience.
Yeah, that's a lot of children, and having had some experience in the past with summer programs, I can tell you it takes a lot of help, a lot of volunteers, and of course, professional staff as well.
Yeah, we do make sure that all of our programs with the kids have a teacher and an assistant with all the time. We try to get them outdoors as much as possible, right? That's the point of what we do here and connect with nature. And we have a really good time and really enjoy doing that.
So the book, by the way, somebody's already asked, well, how's the book available?
Oh, you can get it through The Nature Place. Go to, I believe Steph has the address there, but go to thenatureplace.org, and there's a link there where you can actually order the book or stop in at The Nature Place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's the cost of the book?
The book is $10 a piece. Of course, we'll take any additional donations. remember that The Nature Place is a nonprofit organization, and that was certainly the goal of the book. All the profits go to The Nature Place and Operation Pollination.
Yeah, so natureplacelacrosse.org/whatwedo/pollinatorparade, or if all else fails, obviously, just Google The Nature Place, and you'll be able to figure out how to go to the spot on the website to order the book.
Yeah. The community science programs that you offer are really kind of cool. I was looking at the Driftless Area BioBlitz online, and I thought, well, this is a cool thing. Talk about that a bit, too. It's something that you do.
Yes, that was actually started by another amazing supporter who also helped with this book. Her name is Vicki Miller. She is a supporter and volunteer at the Nature Place and a lot of other places, too. She's been involved in this kind of environmental education for quite a while. And so she was outside in her garden and she started looking at everything and she thought, well, there's a lot out here. And how do I, you know, find out what these things are? She found out about the app iNaturalist. And then she thought, well, what about having people get together to observe and learn and classify and identify using this app everything that they find? So what we've done is we've created in the Driftless area, we've created a series of five programs, and they're all free for families or people of any age, really. And we get an expert to explain a little bit. For example, last Saturday we talked about prairie plants. We were out at local conservancy land, and we were out there looking at prairie plants. We had someone talk about prairie plants. Then we explored and identified and uploaded to our project on iNaturalist.
And so what did you upload? Just the species or?
We uploaded the species that we found of prairie plants, but also anything else that was interesting. Insects. And what happens is everything gets downloaded to the project, the specific project for the Driftless Area BioBlitz. And then people can go back and look, hey, I found that. Here's what I identified and here's what I found. And the information does actually get used for science.
I would think that there'd be quite a database if you got a lot of people out there collecting that citizen science project.
Yes, there was quite, we had about 30 people out there, and we did identify hundreds of different things. So we did do a lot.
Yeah, that is very cool. And I wanted to mention another one, just because we were just talking about insects with Phil, with PJ Leash, and a fellow called about monarchs. And I was remembering that you also have a Monarch Watch program as well.
Yeah, we're part of the Monarch Watch program. Mostly my coworker, Cindy Blobaum, who's our environmental education manager. She will teach people who are interested how to actually catch a monarch, carefully catch it, and tag it, and then enter the information from that tag into the database, and then people can actually find out how their monarch did. Did it make it to Mexico? What happened? So we are very much involved with that program as well.
I thought that was very cool and something, well, not quite similar. You're not tagging toads and frogs, but there is a program with that, and talk about that program. These are some really cool programs.
Yes, we do the frog call survey with, again, it's a lot about collaborating with different groups in our area and with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We do have a time, I believe it's in April, and there's another couple times coming up that is determined to be the time to go out, the best time to go out and listen for frogs. And so we partner with the La Crosse, Friends of the La Crosse River Marsh, and we go out and do that a few times a year. Frogs call when they are looking for mates. It's the males that call. And then that information is downloaded again into the Department of Natural Resources database by our partners, the Friends of the La Crosse River Marsh. Families can come and join, and it's usually done in the evening as the sun sets.
So that's very, very cool. You know, I'm just thinking about the nature place. It sounds like it's a busy place pretty much the year round, or am I wrong? I know it's busy in the spring and summer, for sure.
It's certainly busy in spring, summer, and fall. So as I said, it's a lot of summer day camps going on right now. That's where a lot of our programs are happening. We also do, of course, field trips for schools in the spring and in the fall. And we do field trips in the winter as well. We try to do programs for families in the winter as well. One of the programs that I started this year was Fireside Stories. So we had different guest storytellers come in and tell a story by the fireplace, and families came and listened to the story. And then we had an activity related to the story. And of course, if the weather cooperated, we could go outside and explore looking for animal tracks, other signs of animals in winter.
Oh, man. Nick, back to you for a minute. First, do you get involved in any of these other activities?
I haven't been involved in a lot of them, but my grandkids have. and with all the programs and projects these guys are doing, how can you not support that? You know, they do a fantastic job, and especially over the course of the summer when kids are at home and parents really need a break.
Yeah. Tell us, you know, as we're closer to the end of our time here, but I want to go back to the book because I think it'd be important to, again, describe the book and how people can get copies and then what it means for the center itself.
Oh, go ahead.
So they can contact us, natureplacelacrosse.org /whatwedo/pollinator parade. And we are hoping that we will be able to get some profits from the book that will go back into our environmental education and our summer programs and our community programs. Because, of course, the community programs that are free are not really free. They are free because we have support from other organizations and from folks who help us by buying this book and or coming to our other programs renting our facility is also a really good way to support the nature place.
Yeah. And Pollinator Parade, just give us a quick thumbnail again of, I think it's a pretty cool book, but there may be people who tuned in late.
Oh, it's a wonderful children's picture book that's geared towards mostly elementary, but also middle school kids. And it's done in kind of a graphic format, graphic comic book format. About a couple of kids who go visit grandma and grandpa and discover all the wonderful different pollinators there are and how they operate and what they do and how they can actually make a difference in their own homes or in their own neighborhood by planting a few plants here and there and helping the pollinators.
And just to stress again, the insects and the pollinators we see are very accurately drawn.
Everything is scientifically accurate, and because of our artist, Pete Hodapp, they're very good renderings of actual plants and insects, and all the profits go to the Nature Place and Operation Pollination. So it's a great fundraiser for them and a little way for me to participate.
Pretty good use of $10, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Or more.
Or more. Yeah, $10 or more. And if you go to the Nature Place, again, what's the website once more?
It's natureplacelacrosse.org.
Natureplacelacrosse. Oh, yeah, they'll never remember the forward slash part. Nature.
So just natureplace.org or just Google us, the Nature Place. We're located on the west coast of Wisconsin, right by the beautiful Mississippi River and the La Crosse River.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area. And I want to thank you both for taking some time to be with us today and talk about the book and talk about the Nature Place. It sounds like there's always a lot going on there. I know there's some financial issues with some of the funding, potential funding cuts and actual funding cuts. And let's hope you can keep her going as strong as it's always been. I appreciate it very much, Stephanie and Nick. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Stephanie Hanna is the Community Program Manager for the Nature Place. It's an urban ecology and environmental education center in La Crosse. Nick Nichols, retired sustainability coordinator for La Crosse County, and he's the author of that new children's book titled Pollinators Parade. And I'll guarantee you the adults will learn something from that book as well. We all will. Coming up, we're going to take a look at resources, resilience. Let's call it resilience in the North Woods with our forest land. That next. I'm Larry Mealer.